This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
A regular dose of
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of news about health and medicine, plus your phone calls. We invite you to call us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-3684. And we got lots to talk about this hour, in addition to hearing from you, hopefully. Should everybody be on a statin? Well, that's the tendency these days because they keep coming up with studies saying that statins are the bomb for prevention of heart disease. And we know that heart disease and stroke, the leading causes of death. And so anything that's going to prevent death, hey, I'm all for it, right? Why not? And so there actually have been some changes in the guidelines for statin use. And I've been following this carefully. It used to be that if you had a cholesterol over a certain amount, that would be an indication of whether or not you should take a statin. And it was kind of simplistic because it was based on LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol. If you had an LDL above 160, 100%, no controversy, got to go on a statin. If you had an intermediate LDL, bad cholesterol, between 130 and 160, and you had a risk factor. It was always easy to find a risk factor. Maybe somebody in your family tree who had cardiovascular disease, or maybe you got a little borderline blood pressure, boom, you're a candidate for a statin. And then there were those who had fairly low LDL, not so bad, 100 to 130, but they had a couple of risk factors. Maybe they had diabetes and they had hypertension. So they were told to go on statins. And then there were those who actually had a heart attack or stroke, and they were told, play cholesterol limbo. Get your LDL below 100 or even below 70. Fire away with a statin drug. And there's been a change in this rather rote formula about who should go on to a statin. And I initially applauded it. I said, good, because you know, there's some people who, it shouldn't be all about cholesterol because there's some people who have high cholesterol who have very low risk. And there's some people who have kind of low cholesterol, but they're still at high risk. So maybe we should look at the person rather than the numbers. And so they came up with what's called a 10-year risk of heart disease or stroke metric, which is based on a variety of factors that help us decide whether people should be on a statin. And so, just for fun, I went to a website, which is called CVRiskCalculator.com. CV stands for cardiovascular. CVRiskCalculator.com. And I plugged in my own essential data. Now, those of you who know me know that I'm a healthy, active individual. I'm 64 years old, but I'm trim, 160 pounds, 5'10". My blood pressure is normal. I don't have diabetes. I regularly perform in triathlons. I work out extensively. And I'm free of heart disease and have very, very low risk. But I decided just to plug in my own numbers into this formula. It's a so-called plug-in on the internet. And see what kind of opinion they spit out. And so I put in my age, my gender, my race, my cholesterol, which I put in as 210 and my HDL 60. And it may be better than that. I haven't checked in a while, but I just decided, you know, for the sake of argument, let me put in a cholesterol slightly high with an HDL that's moderately good. And very normal blood pressure, 110 over 70, that's perfect. And that's usually my blood pressure. They ask, are you on medication? I answered, no. Do you have diabetes? No. Smoking? No. And I thought, that should give me a pretty good score. And I was astonished. I was absolutely flabbergasted to see what the result was. Because when they crunched the statistics, I got this printout. And you can do this on your own. But my suggestion is take it with a grain of salt at this website, cvriskcalculator.com. I have an 8.5% 10-year risk of heart disease or stroke, which puts me above the cutoff of 7.5% risk, which means that I should go on a statin. In fact, the comment here is, on the basis of your age and calculated risk for heart disease or stroke over 7.5%, the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association guidelines suggest that you should be on a moderate to high-intensity statin. Whoa, not even a low-dose statin, but a moderate to high-intensity statin. What does that mean? A moderate-intensity statin could be atorvastatin, that's Lipitor, 10 milligrams, or pravastatin, Pravacol, 40 milligrams, or simvastatin, that's Zocor, 20 to 40 milligrams. And, I just might be a candidate for a high-intensity statin, which is Lipitor, 40 to 80 milligrams per day. And I say balderdash to that, because, I mean, I could use a stronger word that starts with B, but this is a family show, because this risk calculator is highly misleading. It doesn't delve deep enough into a person's history and their status to shed light on whether it's worthwhile for them to take a statin. Taking a statin for me would be, you know, seatbelts save lives, but you don't put on seatbelts when you go into the garage to clean out the glove compartment in your car. The car's not moving. There's no risk. What's the point? So, well, you got to wear seatbelts when you're in a car, but, you know, got to use sense when you apply rules. And so using statins in a person who has very low risk puts them at higher risk for side effects than the very, very slight possibility that they might obtain some protection. Protection against what? Against the very remote risk that eventually they could have heart disease. But I get it. I get it. These screening tests are skewed to a predetermined opinion that virtually every adult should be on a statin. Believe you me, they can find an excuse one way or another for you to be on a statin if you fill out one of these questionnaires. And with me, I guess partially it's maleness and age. Yeah, 64-year-old men are at risk for cardiovascular disease in general. But what about the outliers? What about people who don't have risk, who are following excellent diets, taking handfuls of cardioprotective supplements, doing yoga, meditation to deal with stress? People with very normal blood pressure, very normal blood sugar. What about those people? Well, clearly, these guidelines are skewed to promote statins. And I just feel, what a conflict of interest. What a revolving door between big pharma that makes these drugs and wants tens of millions more Americans to take them, and the so-called authorities, the American College of Cardiology, the American Heart Association, that endorses these recommendations. It's a crying shame. And the fact that this questionnaire yielded such a misleading answer is a perfect illustration of how guidelines can steer you wrong. 888-302-3684. We'll take a break, and when we return, more of your questions and more health information on our weekly Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This hour we're going to tell you about two products which help with high blood pressure. I'm talking about a natural approach because, you know, blood pressure medications will do the trick, but some people have to take two or three, and ultimately that can become debilitating. There's no such thing as a blood pressure medication without some form of side effect. So most people desirous of natural solutions, diet and exercise, of course, helpful for many, but it doesn't quite do the trick in certain cases. So how far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat three bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, that might do it, but it's a little impractical. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free thanks to this product. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates. Remember the red beet connection to dietary nitrates in terms of artery opening and blood pressure relaxation? Well, there are other vegetables which provide high levels of nitrates, and they taste better. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. And that's why Heart Greens work so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. And I've sampled this product, and it really tastes great. There's no taste problem whatsoever. So even people with finicky tastes will enjoy it. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after, and you'll see the change for yourself. I mean, it's really fun to see how you can literally build up your nitric oxide, which is helpful for so many things in the body. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit special website we set up for this, intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com for Heart Greens. All right, this item. File this one under paradox. You know, we're always talking about healthy diet and exercise and its impact on longevity. There were a couple of stories this week that, well, frankly, may undermine your faith in healthy diet to make you live longer. I just read an obituary for the guy who invented the Big Mac. There was a time when I was a kid when there was no such thing as a Big Mac. Then along came a guy, an enterprising guy named Jim Delegatti in the mid-1960s, who had a McDonald's franchise in the Pittsburgh area, and he wanted to jazz up the menu. So he came up with a Big Mac, and he tested it in one of his restaurants and saw it swiftly become a national sensation, and it just took off, became a phenomenon. Mr. Delegatti died Monday at his home in Fox Chapel, a suburb of Pittsburgh. He was 98 years old. And, you know, you could say, well, the guy was a vegetarian, but I doubt it. He probably had some Big Macs in his day. I don't know. Maybe he didn't, you know, rely on a steady diet of Big Macs, but he probably had some. They say the secret is it's mildly tangy sauce. Two beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a soft sesame seed bun. And this dates it. The original price was 45 cents. Now, $5. McDonald's first put the Big Mac on its national menu in 1968. Okay, and here's another paradoxical situation. Italy's Emma Morano turned 117 last month. She attributes her longevity in part to her independence. She divorced her husband in 1938 and never remarried. And despite the fact that she had a lot of suitors, she pushed them off, saying she'd rather maintain her independence. And she attributes her single status to her extraordinary ability to live in three centuries. She was born in 1899. She's one of the few individuals in world history to have lived in three consecutive centuries. Of course, her genes don't hurt. Her mother lived to be 91. She has relatives who were in the hundreds. But here's the clincher. She's been eating three eggs a day, two of them raw, for more than 90 years. So do the math. That's about 100,000 eggs over her lifetime. And recently, she kind of moderated her intake. She's cut back to just two eggs per day. And she also consumes some ground meat, pasta, and cookies. But interestingly, her doctor, Dr. Carlo Bava of Italy, says, quote, Emma has always eaten very few vegetables, very little fruit. Yet despite her aversion to fresh produce, she's seemingly eternal. So, so much for eating your fruits and vegetables. This item, go out and play. It's good for your eyes. You go outside to prevent nearsightedness. According to a study, research has found that ultraviolet exposure to sunlight between the ages of 14 and 29 was associated with a significant decrease in the chance of developing nearsightedness as an adult. And so what I call this is, I call this horizon deficiency. Not enough of us are able to go out and look at a horizon and get sun in our eyes, especially studious types. That's why smart folks probably end up wearing glasses. They spend too much time reading books, and now the kids are all on the mobile devices and computers. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat three bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. Well, lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Humanen, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we're taking phone calls, 888-302-3684. But there's a new way to get questions to us. If you go to drhoffman.com, on the homepage, there's a black bar that you can click on. And when you click on it, it affords you an opportunity to leave us an audio message or to pose a question, which we will then use. And we'll put you on the air. It won't be live, of course, but I'll answer your question. If you listen to the program, you'll get an answer, as this listener is about to. Hit it, Caleb.
Contrast azulfidine and Lialda medications for treating ulcerative colitis.
Okay. Well, this evidently a sufferer of ulcerative colitis. So let's talk about the medications that are used, first of all, for ulcerative colitis. When you have a flare of ulcerative colitis, sometimes you just go on a steroid, and the steroid reduces the inflammation. And the steroids are pretty good at reducing inflammation, but they got a lot of side effects, and you can't stay on high doses of steroids very long. They'll cause osteoporosis, they'll cause diabetes, they'll even have psychiatric symptoms, and ultimately you have to find something else for long-term management. So first-line management, before you get to some of the big guns, is to put patients on azulfidine or, more recently, a category of medications that include Lialda, which are called the 5-amino salicylates. I'll come back to that in a minute. When those don't work, and often these medications are rather weak, so I see a ton of patients who are taking these medications and it's not working out for them and they need more help. You can go on to stronger medications. You can go on to 6-MP, which is an immunosuppressive medication. But now they have what are called biologics, like Remicade and Humira, which are administered IV, and they really put the fire out. But they got a lot of side effects because they're immunosuppressive. They can render people more susceptible to infections and cancer, particularly lymphoma. So, ultimately we like a natural approach. But coming back to azulfidine versus the 5-amino salicylates, of which Lialda is the latest. The sulfasalamine, both of them act as local anti-inflammatories. They don't work so much like systemically throughout the body, but they sort of put the fire out locally with an aspirin-like effect, but without the potential to cause bleeding. They're actually combinations of salicylates and sulfa. Which, for some people who are allergic to sulfa, that can be a problem. Sulfasalazine may be a problem for people who are allergic to sulfa drugs, like Bactrim, for example. And so the allergies are generally less with Lialda. And some people report that they get better results from Lialda. But one of the advantages of azulfidine is that azulfidine works pretty well for rheumatoid arthritis. So if you've got a combination of joint problems and colitis, as a couple of my patients have that, we sometimes try to keep them on azulfidine, which is an old-fashioned medication, and they get benefits in terms of their joint inflammation as well as their colitis. So, I think when we talk about ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, I think it's really important to talk about natural therapies, because natural therapies really help patients move towards significant remission and not just control. And that starts with a diet. The diet that I like to use is the specific carbohydrate diet or some modification of that. That can be found in a book called Breaking the Vicious Cycle, which I wrote the foreword for many years ago. And it's a grain-free diet, sort of like the paleo diet, but it also eliminates certain carbohydrates that cause a lot of fermentation and cause the bacteria, the bad bugs, to proliferate in your intestinal tract. You break the vicious cycle of bad bacteria with the diet modification. For Crohn's disease, it's recently been discovered that fungal overgrowth could play a role. So using antifungal medication may play a role in controlling Crohn's disease. That's something we've discovered only recently. Then there are natural anti-inflammatories, which can be given together with these medications you just mentioned. They'll actually complement the medications. Things like curcumin and boswellin and fish oil. And, of course, many patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, they either malabsorb or they can't eat that much because they have chronic digestive symptoms, so they're all kinds of nutritional deficiencies. And they need oral supplementation, or they may even need intravenous nutrition. Some of the patients need iron, which I prefer to give as an intravenous infusion as opposed to oral iron, because I think oral iron interferes with the gastrointestinal tract. There's low-dose naltrexone, which is a great therapy for patients who are not on these powerful drugs like Remicade and Humira. When you're on those drugs, the low-dose naltrexone is kind of washed out. But if you're taking just a sulfadine or Lialda, it's perfectly fine to take low-dose naltrexone, and you get better results in terms of reducing the autoimmune component where the body's attacking itself. That's what LDN does. So there you have it. It's kind of an outline of a multifaceted approach to ulcerative colitis, which may start with medication. And I have no problem with people using some of these milder medications to get some control, but ultimately you want to get off them. And besides, Lialda and acetylcholine don't do the job completely for the majority of patients. And that's why they keep inventing stronger and stronger medications, bigger and bigger guns, but unfortunately that have potentially serious side effects. I hope that answers your question. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I promise to tell you yet another way to control your blood pressure. If you're desirous of managing your blood pressure without medication, here's some exciting news. It's an effective non-drug treatment, the Zona Plus. And I've been suggesting this to many of our patients. I've been getting great feedback from listeners who purchased the device. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's been proven that it works in 9 in 10 people. There are many clinical studies, at least 22, that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. It is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And you have to do it on a regular basis, but you'll find that if you do it regularly over a period of time, over several weeks, you'll see significant reductions in your blood pressure. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. Here's how you get it. To find out more, we set up a special website, tryzonanow.com, or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662, or tryzonanow.com. All right. You've heard of the term scurvy knave, right? That's pirate talk. Arg, you scurvy knave. Well, scurvy is a disease due to vitamin C deficiency. And you may think that that's part and parcel of our dim, distant past and has become obsolete now that we recognize it and that we have better nutrition. The story is that sailors in the 17th century, the British sailors used to come down with a terrible illness during these long, long voyages. Sometimes they'd be away for 2 or 3 years, and all they had was what's called hardtack and salted beef. So biscuits, These like chewy biscuits and beef. And when they were at sea, they had virtually no plant material, no fresh fruits. I mean, you know, they would end up in Tahiti and they'd be able to eat some fresh fruits. But they would notice that the sailors would develop bleeding gums and easy bruising, and they would become weak and wan, and their teeth would fall out, and ultimately they would die. And so a British surgeon named, he was ultimately knighted, Sir James Lind, tried to figure out what was going on, and he determined that if we could just put some fresh limes on board these ships, and that if each sailor was given a ration of a lime every day to suck on, that would prevent scurvy. And that's how they discovered vitamin C deficiency. Of course, limes are a rich source of vitamin C. All right, enough of historical background. Something interesting happened when a researcher named Jenny Gunton, who heads the diabetes ward at Westmead Hospital in Sydney, Australia, looked at a group of diabetes patients. She found a patient whose wounds did not heal for an extended period of time, and she couldn't figure out why. I mean, look, diabetics have terrible wounds that, you know, that they have high blood pressure, blood sugar. They have ulcerations on their legs. Sometimes they need amputation because their wounds simply don't heal. So, but she wondered, you know, why are these wounds not healing? These ulcers had been there for 7 months, and she said, quote, "That's not right. When something doesn't add up, you go and look for the unusual causes." Because they just chalked it up to diabetes and poor circulation, but no. She did something out of the box. She tested the woman for vitamin C levels, and what she found was quite astonishing. She came back with a level of 10, and the normal level is 40. So, in effect, we're going back in a time machine to the 1700s in modern hospital wards in advanced countries when we see patients who have all the symptoms of scurvy, but we don't test them properly for levels of vitamin C. She said that since scurvy is considered a historical affliction, medical authorities tend not to test for it. And that's a mistake. So, you know, something to keep in mind, patients with poorly healing wounds, especially maybe not on the greatest diets, these are patients who should be tested for vitamin C deficiency. And, oh, by the way, diabetes multiplies your requirements for vitamin C at least 3 or 4-fold because the high blood sugar interferes with vitamin C metabolism. And so all diabetics, especially poorly controlled insulin-dependent diabetics, should be taking hefty amounts of vitamin C to fend off the symptoms of scurvy. Very interesting. 888-302-3684 is our number. And here's an item that I think is of great interest because many people suffer from chronic pain. And pain, unfortunately, invokes a requirement for powerful addictive medications, medications which can easily get people hooked and are subject to abuse. And we recently did a podcast, fascinating podcast, with Dr. Rachna Patel, who is a specialist in medical marijuana. And she proposes medical marijuana as one of the ways to reduce dependency on medications. And no, it just doesn't mean, you know, go out and, you know, score some joints and smoke pot. This is specifically dosed, targeted marijuana compounds that are standardized and dosed very, very carefully by an expert physician to help patients with chronic pain problems. It's quite a fascinating podcast, and you should listen to it. Go to drhoffman.com. and check out that recent podcast. We did it this week. But here's another item, ketogenic diets for pain. Ketogenic diet means very, very low carb, almost no carbs. And it's been found that ketogenic diets are helpful for seizures. Well, pain impulses are traveling through the nerves in a way similar to the way that impulses travel through the nerves when you're experiencing seizures. We've seen dramatic control of seizures in children and adults on ketogenic diets, people who couldn't achieve control of their seizures with just medication alone. On a ketogenic diet consisting mostly of protein and fat with almost no carbohydrates, their seizures desist. So researchers turned their attention to the problem of pain and found that there are many potential benefits of a ketogenic diet for pain. First of all, ketogenic diets have an anti-inflammatory effect. They have an anti-seizure effect. They appear to block certain pain pathways. And the authors of this study, and this is purely theoretical, but the hypothesis is that for patients with severe chronic pain, ketogenic diet may be very beneficial. And oh, by the way, many patients with chronic pain or cancer patients for whom the ketogenic diet could be helpful in controlling the growth and proliferation of their cancers. Very interesting study. Caleb, do we have do we need to take a break for a commercial, or do we just go straight? Okay, great. We'll go right up to the next caller who left a message at drhoffman.com. Let's hear what they have to say.
Can an allergy to candida in a female cause a reaction to vaccinations?
Okay. Interesting question. I mean, you know, I hadn't really thought about that until this listener posed the question. But when you have candida, candida activates the immune system and causes you to be more hypersensitive. And it's actually thought that candida may play a role in out-of-control immunity. Well, what are two forms of out-of-control immunity? One is an allergy. It's an inappropriate reaction to something that you should be okay with, like a food, or like your cat's dander, or the dust in the air, or the mold in an attic. That's a over-exuberant reaction of your immune system to something external. Okay, so that's candida will actually potentiate the immune system. It's been shown to make allergies worse. That may be why kids who take a lot of antibiotics turn out to be more allergic kids later in life. And there's another way that the immune system can be inappropriately activated, and that's in autoimmunity, when the body attacks itself. Like in rheumatoid arthritis, you attack the joints. In multiple sclerosis, you attack the myelin sheaths that surround the nerves. These are autoimmune disorders. And for that reason, I actually stopped doing candida testing when I used to do skin testing for candida, but I stopped doing it in patients who have autoimmune disease because I was concerned about triggering a severe reaction, you know, by inserting a little candida under their skin. So can this make you more likely to have a vaccine reaction? Yeah, potentially, theoretically, yes, because vaccines sometimes trigger over-exuberant immune responses. They're designed to get your immune system activated. And that's what happens sometimes. So yeah, there's a potential for that to happen. Good time to break now, Caleb, or do we go right up to the top of the hour? Okay, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you've heard that exercise can prevent your brain from shrinking. But is the converse possibly true? Can exercise promote brain shrinkage? All right. Well, there's an interesting article that suggests that in certain circumstances, exercise can actually cause your brain to shrink. And that is when you go over the top and you use anabolic steroids. When you use anabolic steroids, you may actually cause your brain to shrink. Norwegian researchers used MRIs to compare 82 weightlifters who'd used steroids for longer than 1 year with 68 weightlifters who never used steroids. And what they found is the ones who used anabolic steroids, testosterone-like substances, shrank their brains. On the other hand, exercise can help preserve brain volume. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.